You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. In 1861, Clara Barton saw soldiers marching off to the Civil War and returning with injuries that had barely been treated. It turned out the U.S. Army lacked even basic medical supplies. So, Barton went to the front herself, risking her life to deliver necessities and dress wounds. She would later go on to found the American Red Cross. Illinois actor and historian Leslie Goddard will portray Barton tonight at the Kalamazoo Valley Museum. She told WMUK's Sevilla Mann about one of the many times Clara Barton saved soldiers' lives.
It actually happened to be the Battle of Antietam, the bloodiest single day in the Civil War. And she arrived at the battlefield and was at a house that they were so low on supplies. They had actually taken corn husks from the nearby farm fields and were using corn husks as bandages. And she talked to one of the surgeons there, and he said, "We have probably 1,000 wounded men in this house right here. Probably 500 of them will die by morning if they don't get some kind of help. And the only light I have is this 2-inch stub of candle." And she said to him, "Doctor, look," and she had wagons filled with boxes of candles, lanterns, rolled bandages, soup to be prepared, all kinds of things.
And so it wasn't just about her being present there and dressing wounds and things like that. It's also that she had to pull all those supplies together. So she was really, yes, a logistics person, too.
She really was. And actually, she always was surprised that people referred to her as a nurse, because she always said, you know, she was really more of a supply person. She was more about getting food and bandages and, you know, things like soap to the soldiers and writing letters for them and that kind of thing. But at the time, it was very unusual for a woman to work as a nurse. And I think that's one of the hardest things to get people to understand, that there's a real concern about women working in hospitals and among wounded men, because, of course, you know, being a nurse requires oftentimes bathing men, and especially for a single woman to be, you know, bathing a man with no shirt on was really a little worrisome. But the problem was that the nurses that were available were often recuperating soldiers during the initial years of the war. And that's not necessarily, you know, the person who's going to be most dedicated, especially if it's someone who's been very sick and is weak and still recovering. So Clara Barton was not by any means the only woman who worked as a nurse, but she and the others, there were some incredible work by nuns during the war. They all really opened up the idea that women can be nurses.
After the Civil War, a brand new group called the International Red Cross asked Barton for help in founding an American chapter. That meant convincing the U.S. government to support the Geneva Convention, which it was reluctant to do.
It took her until 1881 to found the American Red Cross, and not until 1882 did the United States sign the Geneva Convention, and so the American Red Cross officially became part of the International Red Cross. And she did it in a really clever way. The United States, after the Civil War, was really worried about another war. They felt that signing the Geneva Convention would possibly get them involved in international disputes and possibly war. They wanted to be out of all that. She got the United States involved by arguing that, this is so funny to say this to people today, but she said, you know, this organization can help not just in times of war, it can help at times of natural disasters like floods and hurricanes and tornadoes. That was what really convinced Chester Arthur to sign the Geneva Convention, and it became what the Red Cross is really best known for.
That was Leslie Goddard talking to WMUK's Sevilla Mann. Goddard will portray the founder of the American Red Cross, Clara Barton, at the Kalamazoo Valley Museum tonight at 7. You can hear the full interview with her on our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.